Chapter 2, The Story of the Shamantaka Jewel. There was once a king named Satrajit living near Dwarka, who was a great devotee of the sun god. The sun god liked Satrajit very much and gave him a very wonderful and shining jewel known as Shamantaka. When Satrajit wore the Shamantaka jewel around his neck, he looked just like a sun god. He liked to wear it and go to Dwarka, where the people thought the sun god had come to see Krishna. But Krishna told everyone, "No, actually the sun god has not come at all. This is King Satrajit, who has come to Dwarka to show everyone that the sun god gave him that valuable jewel as a gift. The jewel is very special, and it makes about 170 pounds of gold every day. Besides that, wherever this jewel is, no one ever gets sick or hungry." Lord Krishna wanted to teach the good people of Dwarka that the best of everything should always be given to the king. Krishna met with Satrajit and said, "Don't you think it would be nice to give the Shamantaka jewel to King Ugrasena as a present?" But Satrajit did not want to give it to anyone. He wanted to keep the jewel for himself. One day, Satrajit's brother, Prasena, wore the jewel just to show off. While he was riding through the forest on his horse, a big lion jumped upon him and killed him as well as the horse. The big lion took the Shamantaka jewel to his cave. When the gorilla king Jambavan heard about it, he killed that lion in his cave and took away the jewel. Then he gave it to his young son to play with as a toy. In the city where Satrajit's younger brother Prasena did not come back from the forest, Satrajit became very upset. He did not know that a lion had killed his brother or that Jambavan had killed the lion. Instead, he thought, Krishna wanted the jewel so much. He must have tried to take it from Prasena. So Satrajit told everyone in Dwarka that Krishna must have killed Prasena and taken away the jewel. Krishna did not like to hear these crazy stories. It wasn't fair. Krishna never took the jewel from Prasena. He didn't even want the jewel. But he had to show everyone that Satrajit was not speaking the truth. "Let everyone from Dwarka come to the forest with me to find the Shamantaka jewel," Krishna said. After walking in the forest for some time, they found the dead Prasena and his horse. The jewel had left pieces of gold here and there along the path where it was taken. So they followed the path until they found the lion which Jambavan had killed with his bare hands. Then, finding more of the gold a little further, they came to a big tunnel in the forest that led to Jambavan's house. Everyone was afraid to go into that long dark tunnel to find the big gorilla king, Jambavan. So Krishna said, "That's all right. You can all wait outside for me. I will go in alone to see if the Shamantaka jewel is in here." Leaving all the people outside, Krishna walked inside Jambavan's tunnel. Since Jambavan was a great devotee of Lord Ramachandra, he did not think of the Shamantaka jewel as very important. Certainly, he was not as anxious about it as Satrajit was, and had given it to his son for a toy. After walking for a long time in the tunnel, Krishna finally found Jambavan's little son playing with the beautiful jewel. The nurse watching the child was surprised and called out very loudly for help. Jambavan ran to see what was wrong. He was very big and very angry. "Who is disturbing my child?" he shouted, and he started to fight with Krishna. Jambavan and Krishna fought all day and all night for 28 days without stopping. First, they fought with swords, and then bows and arrows. Then they fought with stones, then with big trees, then hand to hand. Both of them were so strong that the sound of their fists punching was as loud as thunderbolts. Jambavan was the strongest person in the world. Still, after 28 days and nights of being bruised by Lord Sri Krishna, Jambavan was getting very, very tired. "Oh, I am the strongest in the whole world. Who is this wonderful person who is making me so tired?" he wondered. Then Jambavan understood. "Yes," he thought, "Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, must like having some sporting fun with his devotee." Jambavan stopped fighting. He folded his hands respectfully and said, "My dear Lord, now I know who you are. You are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead whom I worship as Lord Ramachandra. No one else in the universe could be that strong, and no one else could beat me like this. I am very strong, but all my strength comes from you." At once, Lord Krishna lovingly touched Jambavan's bruised body. Like magic, the pain and fatigue Jambavan had felt from fighting was all gone. The Lord said, "Because you have killed the lion, you are the king of the jungle, not the lion. I have come to ask you for the Shamantaka jewel. Rude and stupid people have made up stories that I stole it. So I want to stop these terrible stories and show everyone that I never took it at all." Jambavan was sorry to hear that Satrajit had made so much trouble over a simple piece of stone. He said, "Of course, I am very pleased to give you the Shamantaka jewel, but I will be especially honored if you will also take my loving daughter Jambavati in marriage." Lord Krishna was very happy to receive the sweet words of his devotee and the jewel, and he happily married the beautiful Jambavati in her father's cave. Krishna was very satisfied with the wonderful service of his servant Jambavan. Now he could go back to Dwarka with the exciting story of the recovery of the Shamantaka jewel. It had been quite an adventure. All the people of Dwarka had waited outside the tunnel for 12 days. They could not understand why Krishna did not come out, and they thought that something terrible must have happened. Feeling very sorry, they went home. When the citizens came back without Krishna, Krishna's father Vasudev, his mother Devaki, his wife Rukmini, and everyone in the palace became very worried. They loved Krishna very much and began to call Satrajit ill names because he was the reason Krishna had gone into that dangerous forest. They prayed that Krishna would soon come back. Suddenly, Krishna answered their prayers. He rode into the city, bringing with him his new wife, Jambavati, and the Shamantaka jewel. Everyone in Dwarka felt so very happy. For many days, they all celebrated the joyous wedding of Krishna and Jambavati. King Ugrasena called Satrajit and many important kings together. Krishna told all the kings the real story of how he got back the Shamantaka jewel from Jambavan. Then, Krishna gave the valuable jewel back to King Satrajit. Satrajit was very ashamed of himself for making up so many bad stories about Krishna. He took the jewel from Krishna, but did not speak. Bending his head down in shame, he went home with the jewel in his hand. He felt sorry for behaving so badly and wanted to do something nice for Krishna. Soon, Satrajit returned to Dwarka. This time, he brought his beautiful daughter, Satyabhama, and the Shamantaka jewel to give to Krishna. Lord Krishna was very happy with his new wife, Satyabhama, and the gift of the Shamantaka jewel. He told Satrajit, "Actually, I do not really need the Shamantaka jewel. Leave it in the temple where you put it before. That way, no one in Dwarka will be disturbed by sickness or hunger, or by heat or cold." After Krishna gave the Shamantaka jewel back to Satrajit again, all of Dwarka celebrated the wonderful wedding of Krishna and Satyabhama to their fullest enjoyment.